I counted the houses as I slowly swam along, and the number mounted to 18. There were willows and rustling cottonwoods along the banks. And one less than charming note, suddenly I saw, on the right-hand bank, some enormous hogs, almost the size of hippopotamuses, down in the edge of the water. And then I saw a fence enclosing what must have been a block-long pig pen stretching into the river, and the forms of about 20 huge hogs back in the underbrush are getting cooled in the edge of the river. It's high time we began to think of pollution at home. I swam out to the middle and went as fast as I could. Finally, as it was about dark, I crawled aboard the boat, feeling twice as good as when I'd gotten in, and back in dry clothes, lay up on the top deck with a drink. And suddenly I saw a little slim crescent of a new moon. The sky was full of pink powder puff clouds, and the lovely light faded gradually into dark, and a cloud of bats began to fly around above us. It was the most perfect relaxation, the most contentment I had known all during these 9 wonderful days. Don and Jesse joined me, and we talked quietly, and the evening was so pleasant that it was not even marred by the subject that was on all our minds. We discussed it off and on during the week, the fact that revenues were going down and expenses were going up at KTBC, and there were storm clouds of many problems. It was 10 o'clock before we arrived at the Haywood and had our dinner in the courtyard overlooking the river. I'd missed Gunsmoke, but I had given myself the great luxury of asking that it be taped. And so our last full day at the ranch ended on a note of euphoria back at the ranch at 12. But I was horrified when I walked into the kitchen to find Lucy, whom I had left frying chicken a little before 7 when we departed in the chopper, and whom I found still frying chicken. She had deviled 2 huge platters of eggs and made an enormous mound of potato salad all by herself. It is Patrick's birthday tomorrow, and she's invited about 40 or 50 friends to a party on Lake Austin. I was aghast. I told her she mustn't work so hard and to go to bed, and that Gertrude would take over in the morning. Actually, there was very little to finish. I am torn between being proud of her and fearful lest she do too much. She gave me a beatific smile and said, "You don't hear me complaining.